The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
What a weekend.
Oh,
what
a weekend.
God. Oh, my God. Jess?
I'm not here right now, you guys. I'm like over the moon right now.
We are going to get to that in a second. First, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We already said that.
Oh, yeah. Did we?
Yeah.
I'm Graham.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Jess.
First talkback of the day. That. I don't think we did.
No,
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
That's the last time.
All right.
Hey, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. This is your buddy Nate from the Sunset District of San Francisco. I hope you guys had a good day off. And I just sent Graham a picture because on my day off, what did I do? I could have done anything. I'm doing a puzzle. I'm entering the puzzle stage of my life, and I thought of Selena. So, happy Tuesday. Hope it's Tuesday in. All right. Peace.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing weekend.
No, it doesn't. I did. Yeah. I got the DM, and I saw the picture of the puzzle, and it looked complicated.
What was it?
I couldn't tell what the design was, but whatever it was confusing. It was one of those ones where, like, how could you tell which piece is what?
Was it the teeny, 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 tiny pieces?
We're getting too puzzle talky. Next talk.
Oh, you're right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. I think I can collectively say from everybody, congratulations, Jess. We are all so excited. We want to know all the details. Spill it. Okay, go.
Yes. Who gives a fart?
I give a fart.
Jess, let's just say what happened, and we'll obviously talk more about this. 805 will give all the details and how it happened.
I got engaged.
What?
God. It happened, you guys. I'm like sweating.
I have so many questions.
Me too.
I have so many questions.
Like, the first question is, when do I get my bowl of cocoa props?
805.
Yes.
That's the answer to your question.
I knew you would be asking that, Graham.
Was that part, did that go through your mind? You're like, I'm so excited that I got engaged, but also I'm upset that Graham was right.
Yeah, I tell Graham right.
I was like, wow. He just had to he just had to be right in this prediction out of any of them.
I know.
But I was also really happy still. That didn't bring me down.
So 805 will go through all the details. Mm-hmm. What an eventful weekend between just getting engaged. We had our pool party.
Uh-huh.
Bottle Rock. How was that, Graham?
A lot to unpack from that, you guys. So we just went on Sunday. It was so, so fun. You guys need, next year, can we all go to Bottle Rock as a show?
Yes.
Together? It's just such a well-run, like, music festival. They do such a great job. So shout out to Bottle Rock. Appreciate that. I had just an insane packed house because I had 14 people all under one roof because my sister and her husband and kids came into town to go to Bottle Rock. No, well, we didn't bring the kids. And then my brother and his wife and their two kids came into town. And then my parents came in and everybody stayed at our house. And shout out to my parents because they stayed with all the kids so that all us grown-ups could go to Bottle Rock on Sunday. Which was a lot of fun. I really just wanted to see Noah Kahan. I'm a big fan of Noah Kahan, so I was excited for his set. He was headlining, and he put on an absolutely amazing show. It was so, so good. Flo Rida canceled that day. That would have been the only other person on that. I was like, I'll go watch Flo Rida beforehand, and then over to Noah Kahan. But he canceled like 3 hours before he was supposed to go on.
Do we know why?
I just read an article. He didn't really give an explanation. I don't know if there's more to that story yet or not, but that's all I've seen so far. Now I do want to go on just a minor Bottle Rock rant here.
Uh-oh.
Because everybody there's in such a good mood. And again, it's a really nice festival and there's like amazing food and the drinks are good. Everything's great, you know? So everybody's walking around happy in a good mood, other than a lot of people that were salty about Flo Rida.
How many people was that, be honest?
There was a lot of people.
Really?
There were a lot of people
I take it back.
Were really bummed. I think that was one of the ones that, one of the acts that people were really looking forward to for Sunday. We got like a really good spot to watch Noah Kahan. We worked our way up pretty close to the stage. We're like, oh, this couldn't be better. We're in like perfect spot. We just had some drinks. Kate and I just shared a couple edibles, you know, like feeling good. Like, you know, life was good. And then we get the three most obnoxious ladies in the world that come and sidle up right behind us. And it's just, I'm all for cheering and screaming at a concert and sing along. You better believe I was singing along to every Noah Kahan song. I know all of them. Sing along, have fun.
What were they doing?
It would be like, he would be singing. And if you don't know Noah Kahan's music, a lot of it's kind of soft, you know? It's I don't know. It's emotional music, I would say. And so, he's like deep in some melody or whatever. And then these ladies behind him are like, Noah! Like in the middle of it. And like, again, it doesn't fit at that moment. If you want to scream, if you want to yell that like at the end of the song.
Wait, can I try it?
Yeah.
Noah!
Like that?
Yes. And like it just out of nowhere. I mean, we didn't say anything. A couple people over us were like, shut the F up. But because it just kept going and it didn't stop. And it's like they're clearly a little bit overserved. And I remember, learn how to hold your the couple beers that you've had at the concert. But it just didn't end. And then they got so irritated with my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, because I don't know if he looked back one time, but then he was just, standing looking forward, and they felt from what I could gather that he wasn't into the concert enough. And so they were behind him, like making all these arm gestures behind him and like taking selfies behind him, like doing all this stuff just to try to piss him off. And like, granted, if these were dudes, like you would have gotten your ass kicked. Like,
he's a police officer.
He's a SWAT police officer. He would have pinned down some little pipsqueak dudes, but because these are just drunk, obnoxious ladies. What are you doing? As annoying as it is,
even if you were like, "Hey, security, these people are being really annoying," they'd be like, "So."
There's like
a right to be annoying right now.
It is a sea of people. There are 20,000 people, and Noah Kahan is again put on an amazing show, and everyone is so into it. And the only two people yelling at that moment, they were right. The ladies right behind us. The entire place is just like captivated by the show, and then we've got the people behind us.
You didn't move?
No, at that point it's like it's dark. Like, how are you going to go find another spot?
But other than that, it was a good show. Good time.
Oh, it's the best, you guys.
Okay, so good. Fun.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Congratulations, Jess! Jessica Barujas Flores!
Thank you so much.
Truck honks we've ever gotten.
Yeah. So if you missed it, Jess got engaged over the weekend. We want to know all the details and have a million, billion questions. 8:05 this morning. We will unpack all of that. Right now, though, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The Diddy trial resumes today after taking a little break from Memorial Day. The first witness that'll be taking the stand this morning is one of Diddy's former employees named Capricorn Clark. And then after that, the jury will hear from witnesses from the LAPD and the LA Fire Department.
Interesting. After taking 2 out of 3 games from the Nationals over the weekend, the San Francisco Giants began another 3-game road series in Detroit yesterday against the Tigers. Tigers quietly have the best record in all of baseball. They beat the Giants 3-1. The Giants are going to look to get a win today in game 2 of the series. First pitch is at 3:40.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the mostly sunny conditions for now. We're expecting a short but intense return of hot temperatures Thursday through Saturday, you guys. Before today, highs will be in the upper 60s to mid 70s.
Hey, Cancer besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 9. Oh. Pour yourself into your relationship. Having a loyal and trusted partner by your side is the key to an exciting new opportunity materializing. You can't do it without them.
Huh?
Jess is off 2 hours of sleep after that. She's not understanding English this morning.
Not working.
I didn't think that one was that tough, but okay. All right.
Look of confusion on her face.
I think I just I blacked out, then came back, then blacked out, then came back.
Welcome back.
I'm not okay.
So Saturday was our pool party at Great Resort Casino. So much fun.
It was the best ever.
Can you imagine if Jess didn't go on that San Diego trip with her man and instead came to our pool party?
I mean, you would have had a blast because it was so fun, but then you wouldn't have gotten engaged.
That would have foiled the whole engagement plan.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He was probably stressing like, oh my God, she can't go to the pool party.
No, you know what? He did tell me, he was like, if it was something that they were going to force you to do, like he said he would have DM'd you guys or like reached out to you guys or reached out to somebody about it so that they could have let me go.
We
would have said,
right.
We would have been like, yeah, you have to go. He would have just had to propose at our event.
Yeah. That would have been an exciting.
I know.
Right. And then we get kicked by Steve Aoki. Of course.
That would have been nice. So shout out to Code 3 Limo.
Yep.
They always come through for us.
Party bus rolled up.
Yeah.
And we had a party on that. We had a party on that bus. That was a fun ride. That was a fun ride.
So they picked me up first in Hayward, and then we went all the way to Graham's house. I go, I just see the house.
Yeah.
No way. Wait, he let you inside?
He let me inside.
Briefly, because I was like, if you didn't use the bathroom, get in there quick.
And
get
only
out.
Because my kids weren't there.
Okay.
Yeah. He would not have let me inside with the kids.
Yeah.
But she was drinking.
And their Cheeto fingers.
That's...
What is that?
Also risky. So-
It was.
My husband is just amazed that you built this thing with your two hands. He could not get over it, Graham.
AJ, AJ was cracking me up because he's like, Graham, I thought you said you just built like a house. And he's like, I expected to roll up and just see like some boring old like house, like just a little house. He's like, you didn't tell me you built a house. I'm like, yeah, I've been trying to tell you, like, I put a lot of years of work into this place. So I appreciated the positive feedback.
I also got to meet Graham's family because like he said, everybody was at the house.
The entire dang family was there.
Are they listening right now, Graham?
No.
Okay.
What do you, why? Because are you going to start ripping on them?
No.
Okay.
I caught your dad staring at my bazoomers.
No.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
He's half blind. Gosh. Are you kidding me? He's probably just looking in your general direction.
Maybe,
but yeah.
But he was looking there.
Just the bazoomers were out.
They were out. Oh.
Your dad noticed.
Well, he's an adult male.
In front of mom?
Yes.
Wow.
She's blind too.
Was she also looking?
Really downplaying their eyesight.
She was not looking.
She probably did, but she didn't get caught an idiot. All right, well.
Anyways, love your family. Very nice. I got to meet your twin sister who looks nothing like you. That was cool.
That was the interesting thing. When AJ, your man, gets introduced to my sister, and he's like, damn, you guys look like twins. And I was like, well, yeah, we are twins. And he's like, whoa, seriously? And then Selena's like, you guys don't look anything alike.
Nothing.
So two very different reactions. One thought that
is
we look like twins.
Is she just as tall as you?
No. I mean, she's tall. She's like 5'9 or something, but...
Not as tall.
She ain't 6'2 and three quarters.
Okay. I thought it was 6'2 and a half.
Well, whatever. It's probably just 6'2.
Anyways, thank you to everybody who came out to the pool party. It was so much fun meeting everybody. Jess, you missed it, but, you know, Chidi was there hanging out with us. Chidi was fighting for her life the entire time.
Why?
From allergies. We are there having
she allergic
a
to fun? What was she allergic to all of a sudden? We were at a pool. So we were on some, like, wheat field or something. What
we
was it?
We were having so much fun. We're partying. We're dancing. We're, like, standing in the pool. Steve Aoki's on stage. Yeah. I look over at Chidi, and she is icing her eyes because they're so swollen and itchy. She's got ice packs on her eyes.
No.
It looked like she was, like, brought to tears because she was so emotional about the set that Steve Aoki was putting on.
And then he did cake quite a few people. I know people are wondering, was cake thrown? Yes, it was.
It was not thrown into the pool, though. That's what I was wondering, if he was going to launch cakes into the pool, because that seemed like a messy situation.
Yeah, I wonder if Grayton was like, oh, cool idea, but not
yeah,
our pool.
Yeah, aim the cakes this way.
So how was his aim in person? You guys got to witness it.
It was spot on.
Yeah.
They were shorter range. They were shorter range throws
just
than
feet,
I think.
A few feet apart, yeah. I think. So people, it'd be really hard to miss, but...
Wait,
but,
and so Graham was one of them, right?
I thought about getting in line.
You should have. Graham, you didn't do
it. I didn't want to take the cake opportunity away from, like, because there were so many people there.
They
that
really
were
wanted
massive
to get cake.
Massive, diehard Steve Aoki fans that brought signs and stuff. I'm like, let them get caked.
But a lot of people wanted to see you get caked. I say we still cake you. That way we fulfill that,
not
like,
not a bad
wish.
Idea.
It's not the same. Not the same. But no, Steve Aoki put on such a good show. Like,
he did. His
incredible energy.
Yeah.
And then everybody there, thank you to everybody again that came, because everybody was partying their faces off. That was like the
still
best
trying to
way.
Find my face. Oh, it's off.
I'm still hungover. I'm still a little hungover. I was browned out pretty solid.
Oh my God.
Not going to lie.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So Jess just showed me video of Justin Bieber. He was on stage with SZA over the weekend when they performed, you know, down in LA. And he was like making out with her hand.
Basically. Smiling at her like she's
creepily,
the love of his life.
Like being, Haley was in the audience.
Interesting.
She's just, he's the happiest when, with anybody else but his wife, basically.
And I'm getting very, like, weirded out by him now.
Yes.
Just now?
When he was sitting in a tree in Central Park with no shoes on talking to squirrels, you were like.
Yeah, that was less weird.
I wasn't weirded out then. Now I'm getting, like, weirded out.
I've been weirded out.
Really?
Yes.
It's Wild 94.9. Happy Tuesday. Hope you had a good, long weekend. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Bronte from Martinez. Congratulations, Jess, that's so, so exciting. But also, thanks a lot for the recommendation for Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I mean that somewhat sarcastically because I literally have not been able to get anything done. I have been binging this show. It's like the Mormon community must hate them. I mean, right?
Oh, and I think they do. By the way, thank you so much. And I'm glad you started watching this show. I think if anybody needs, like, just either a background show or if you want to not do anything for the rest of the day, watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
You want to not be able to get anything done.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. And they have season 2 out right now. Now, these are a community of Mormon moms, basically. They became famous with Mom Talk on TikTok. They had a swinging scandal. Very messy, especially for the Mormon community. So for this topic that I want to bring up, before I tell you, you know what happened on the show, I want to ask if your friends are getting in your way of your relationship, do you drop them? Do you distance yourself? Or do you let them kind of sway you into dropping your partner instead? Like, what type of person are you? Are you letting your friends influence you more than your partner?
It obviously depends on the circumstances,
right?
But I'm more of the type of person where, no, I'm going to pick my partner.
Generally. But I still think you factor their input in, right?
I think you do. I think friends more than anyone can really sway how you feel about your partner. But I do think that in most scenarios, maybe you do end up picking your partner.
I think naturally most people you start to distance yourself a little bit.
From the friends.
If you're 100% into this relationship and they're not, like, well, too bad. Like, I'm into this. This is what I'm into.
Yeah. And then maybe in the end you're like, oh, wow, they were right all along. But
they usually are.
And then you go calling back to the friends.
They're always mad.
They're like, hey, I told you so. Stop being a dumb biatch. Yep.
Yeah.
You're like, well, that's just what I am sometimes.
Yes. It happens. But to give a little bit of background, one of the couples last season, they had a huge fight because she went on a trip with the girls and they decided to go to Chippendales.
Nice.
Woo!
Chippendales is still a thing?
It is still a thing.
All right.
So her partner, though, not a fan. Her partner was so mad, like, to the point where she was so sad during the whole situation because she's over here texting him, telling him, like, no, nothing's happening. Like, but he's like, you know, you're making me look really bad. You're making yourself look really bad. Like, I can't believe
she's texting us, like, while on stage and there's just a couple of banana hammocks in her face.
So her friends obviously are telling her, like, he is overreacting. Like, why is he acting like this? Why does he treat you like this? Like, you know, you need to let him go, basically. Now they end up working things out. He apologizes.
Is this a spoiler alert, by the way?
A little bit.
Okay.
Things move forward, right? Well, now fast forward to this season. The same group of friends, they plan a party. And they decide, let's get some of our men to dress like Chippendale members. And let's fly out, like, somebody to teach them the dance and also do some dances with them.
But this is their husbands?
This is their husbands plus, like, an instructor.
Okay.
But is this just to slight the original?
So they're basically like, why don't we put him to the test? Let's see if he apologized, if he has, like, changed and if he can deal with this. So we're going to have these men, which are some of our husbands, do a lap dance on her at this party that we're throwing in front of her husband and see how he reacts.
How did they come up with this in the production meeting? They're like, what should we do to cause drama on this quote-unquote reality show?
Now, obviously, like, they stop the party. They're like, we have a special performance. Let's grab a chair. They sit the woman down.
Got a couple noise complaints here.
Oh, my God.
And our officers are going to need to come inside.
And then, you know, the dance starts. The dance happens. And obviously...
Was it to Genuine Pony?
It was not.
Oh.
I don't remember the song. But... obviously, like, her man is still upset just as upset as he was last time. He's just trying. You could tell he's trying his hardest not
but
to show
that's
it.
That's like, that's not fair. Because aren't you even more upset when it's like men, you know, these are friends of,
right.
of, you know, you guys, and now they're dancing on your wife?
I think it makes a difference. And it also, does. Like, you know, this is a sort of targeted attack.
A setup.
Your relationship is being called out here because
so
of this.
So he's mad.
So, yeah, he's mad. I feel like this also starts to cause an issue with them again. But it's like, at this point, don't you start to see, like, hey, maybe my friends, maybe I should distance myself from my friends a little bit, because for them to plan something that would irritate your partner, like that,
on purpose,
right. and not just like, oh, hey, like, let's see how he's feeling now, but let's do this in front of a whole group of people, in right. front of a whole party.
They knew what reaction they were going to get.
Yeah.
They were going to just be like, oh, see how cool he is now? He's just like high-fiving, like super pumped that his wife's getting a bunch of banana hammocks
right.
on her. Like, no.
Now, what if as the...
Is that what they were wearing, banana hammocks?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't even know what that is.
What do you mean?
Like those actual banana hammocks?
No,
oh,
not an actual.
Geez.
Oh my god!
Like, is that like it looks like a banana hammock? Like just like. Jess.
Oh.
Like a Speedo
sweet,
type of thing.
Sweet Jess.
Where it just covers the front, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Getting closer.
But I'm like, is it the same material? Like, why do they call them that? Sorry, my brain's not working this morning. But
that's okay.
But yeah, I forgot what I was saying.
The drama, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. You know, I've been meaning to watch this. I just have to start season one, episode one still.
Oh my
yeah, me too.
God.
It's on my list. It's on my list. But it sounds
it's
juicy.
It's a lot of drama.
You said it's on Hulu?
Yes.
I don't have that. I'm out.
Graham. You don't have Hulu?
No, I don't have Hulu.
I'll give you my login, buddy.
Oh, okay. I'm back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We're the JV Show. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Morning, JV Show. Matt from San Jose. I just want to give a shout out to Jess. Congratulations, girl. So you got engaged over the weekend. First of all, about time. But second of all, I'm ordained, girl. If you need somebody to officiate, hit me up. But again, congratulations and cheers to you both.
All right, yeah, if you missed it, Jess got engaged over the weekend in San Diego.
San Diego.
A big trip away with her boyfriend.
805, we'll talk more about that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The verdict is in for the Grandpa Robbers. So this is the group of elderly guys. I believe one woman was also being charged as well, but the group of elders who robbed Kim K for more than $10 million worth of jewelry in Paris back in 2016. On Friday, the 10 defendants learned their fates.
Oh.
Eight people found guilty,
oh.
while two were acquitted.
Okay.
But because of time served, they've already done their time.
All of them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what was this all for?
I have no idea. Also, they're going to have 10 days to appeal their verdicts. But it's like, who cares at this point?
Right.
Who cares? I did want to point out this trial is the same. This is the place where we saw Kris Jenner's new face for the first time. Have you seen Kris Jenner's new face?
No.
Go to our Instagram. It's on our story if you haven't seen it yet.
And she hard launched it at this?
Yes. This was the hard launch of her new face. And over the weekend, her rep confirmed, as if we needed confirmation. It is so obvious. But her rep confirmed that she did get work, although they won't say the exact procedure. It's clearly some type of facelift because she looks 30 mm-hmm. years younger.
Yeah.
At least.
She looks like Kylie.
She looks like Kim.
Like Kim, yeah. I heard this is the same doctor that did Lindsay Lohan's transformation.
Well, not the doctor's name is Dr. Stephen Levine. I don't know if that's who did Lindsay's face, but this is who her rep confirmed did do Kris Jenner's face. Dr. Stephen Levine, he's in New York.
That's crazy that she literally looks like her daughter.
I know.
Like her daughter's
same age and everything.
And she's just about 70.
Yeah.
Yep. Just about.
Insane.
Can we go back to the Grandpa Robbers for a second? I just want to ask one question.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about, let's just say they had been sentenced to a bunch of jail time. How do you feel about that when you see like a lengthy prison sentence? Let's say somebody hasn't gotten caught for many years and some cold case they dig it up and they're like, it was this guy and who's now like 85. And like, we're sentencing you to life for prison. You ever feel bad for like these really, really old, when it's like some super elderly person that they're sentencing to prison, or it's like, no, dude, not you did really. That crime like years ago. Yeah. I don't care how much time has passed. Get in there.
Yep. That's how I feel, the second one.
I feel like a little part of me, though, anytime I see like an older person, it just makes me sad. So I think.
Why? But they still did the crime. Right. And then they got away with it for that long. And
but
they
now
had
they're so
their freedom.
Old and brittle, like they're going to be in jail.
I
like,
don't care.
Then they shouldn't have done
right.
it, right?
You shouldn't have tied her up and robbed her.
Right, exactly.
That's like,
come on.
Yeah.
Really quick, Miley Cyrus opened up about a couple of medical things she had going on at one point. She revealed in a new interview that she was doing a music video on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and she was like rolling around there on the sidewalk. She got an infection in her knee, and she literally said, I caught something. My leg began to disintegrate, like around the kneecap area. She got this really bad infection from rolling around on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh, it was so disgusting out there.
Why would you do that?
She was like in ICU for a quick second because of this.
Oh, so she like skinned her knee or something disgusting ground
she
there.
She said even the surgeon was like grossed out by her infection. Her knee was just going
away.
Yeah,
you don't know what's on that floor.
No.
Stuff like that's scary, too, because sometimes they're like, we just got to take the leg all the way off.
Yeah, she also...
infection spreading. We just got to cut her off.
She also revealed that her, like, iconic raspy voice is the result of a medical condition. She said she has something called Reinke's edema, which is what gives her that raspy tone. It's basically like a really, really big polyp on her vocal cord.
Whoa.
And she's always had this. And that's why she doesn't tour very often. She said it's like running a marathon with ankle weights on. It's really hard for her to sing for long periods of time.
I think I have that this morning. Same thing.
Noah!
It's probably from shouting at Bottle Rock so much.
Go back and podcast. Graham's time at Bottle Rock. All right, Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, take a moment. Say goodbyes to the free checked bag on Southwest Airlines.
No.
We talked about this change a couple months ago when they first announced it, but unfortunately, tomorrow's the day that it's going into effect. So I guess you could book one last flight today and have your bag fly for free. But outside of that, you're going to be paying $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for a second bag. Again, this is a very big departure for Southwest, who for years and years hung their hat on the fact that bags fly free.
Yeah.
They don't anymore. $35 for the first, $45 for the second. The other major change, they previously announced that they're going to be getting rid of the cattle call boarding process, you know, where everyone lines up and they just let everybody go in and pick your seats, and they were going to assigned seating. I haven't heard when that goes into effect, because I don't believe that has taken effect yet.
No, I but just flew Southwest, and it was still...
Still the cattle call?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's happening at some point soon, but the checked bag change, that one's in effect starting tomorrow.
I hate people. That.
You've been warned.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, guys. I am from Newark, but can I rant a little bit? So on Friday, I actually had the cojones to, you know, step out and as cheaty, like, on a date... put my shot out there, and it turns out that it was a recorded show. So what the heck? But on the other hand, congratulations, Jazz!
A couple things. Friday, I don't know what you're talking about. But two, I did go back and look to find, because he says, you guys ruined it. I left a talk back asking Chidi out. He finally had the cojones to ask her out. And I was like, oh, really? I better go find this talk back. So I found it, and let's just see, because he says this is him shooting his shot at Chidi.
Morning, guys. I am from New York. Happy Friday. But this message is for cheating. Her birthday's coming up in June. Mine's in July. She's a Cancer. I'm a Cancer. So what's up, Chidi? Let's make something sparkle.
Oh, my God.
Ladies, now, look, Chidi's not here, and we can ask her about this on Friday when she comes in.
Yes. We'll
what do you
her.
Think about if that was a guy trying to shoot his shot at you? Do you think that was a good line? Let's try to make something sparkle. Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Listen, you're both Cancers. You could have looked into it a little bit more and tied it into the
or
Jess just shot you down.
Sorry.
See how Selena thinks.
I think it's actually a good thing maybe she didn't hear this on Friday, so we can work on something better. And then you record a new talk back for this Friday.
So you shot down that one,
yeah,
too.
Okay. I think something more direct, like, hey, I'd love to take you to this place. I'd love to do this with you.
Good
yeah, because I don't know what, let's
right.
get together
it's
and
a
sparkle.
Vague.
Like, does that mean, like, I want to get together and smash, or like, I want to treat you like a lady and take you out to Red Lobster?
No, there's no sparkle in that.
What's wrong with Red Lobster?
The Cheddar Bay biscuits, come
right.
on. They're
come
delicious.
On. I love their shrimp scampi, too.
Seriously.
So good. All right, guys, we got to get to What the Bleep. It's where you listening can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, you leave your guess on that talkback mic on the iHeart app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was so hard not to stare when a guy had his long out at the resort we were staying at.
Ew.
Mind you,
the print of it.
There were kids around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, put it away, bro.
Yeah.
Put it away. This is a family place.
Was your man staring, too?
Oh, I think everyone was.
Wow.
It was hard not to.
It's been really big. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then, like Selena said, leave that guess on the talkback mic. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. The very first correct answer of the morning is the only one that's getting a JV Show Chug
Yep.
Mug. But you might get a shout out if you're close.
Yep. So that's why you got to get those talkbacks in right
yep.
now. We are going to play some of them next.
It's a family show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we will send you a JV Show Chug Mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
It was so hard not to stare when a guy had his long out at the resort we were staying at.
You're sick.
Yeah,
you guys
seriously.
Would have looked too.
Of course.
Well, you were looking in front of your man too.
He yeah. was looking too. Everybody was looking.
True.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Anna from South City. Is a bleeped out word long armpit hair? Have a good day. Bye.
Your pit hair.
Armpit hair.
Armpit hair. Three words. Two words.
That might have been a couple too many, but yeah. don't worry about that. What's your lady's take on a man's pit hair length?
Doesn't matter.
I feel like I don't really notice that.
What do you mean it doesn't matter until it matters? There's a point where it matters.
I mean, how long? It can't get like right. abnormally long, right? Like,
are
it,
you what?
It stops growing at a certain length?
Are you?
Wait, do guys have to trim it too?
Do they?
I trim mine.
You
There's
do?
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wait, I'm so shocked. How long is yours? Now I need to know.
I don't like.
How long can it get?
I don't like, but, well, I don't think, I think it does kind of cap out at a certain length, but some guys, that length is long. Like, it is really long. And I'm not saying I'm one of those people, but I also feel like when you go to put on deodorant, if it's just like mushing around the hair
Ew,
in there, like, that's not really, it's not really Wait, doing anything, God. Right?
Ew. But then if you trim it, it doesn't get like itchy or something? I don't know.
Jess, ask your man if he trims his pit hair.
I will.
I'm
curious.
I feel like he does.
He manscapes, so I just want to know. Like, that's like one area, like, hey, just keep going.
I'm gonna ask him.
I never thought about that. Oh, my God.
Hi, my name is Jackson, and I'm from San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is shorts.
Shorts. Some super long
his
shorts.
Long shorts down to his ankles.
That is kind of rare now because everyone's gone the opposite direction. The shorts have gotten right. a lot
Short,
shorter.
Yeah. I like the shorter shorts on guys.
To what point, though?
Like
okay, not
shorts?
too short, but just I like them above the knee.
Okay. You
know? Good morning, JV Show. My name is Sal from Hayward, and I think the missing word is chest hair. Maybe you had some super long chest hairs. Have a good one.
Jess loves her some chest hair.
You would look at that. If
no,
it was so
I like
long.
I like when my boyfriend trims it. My fiance.
Oh, that's right. Congrats
oh
to Jess.
God. Wait, I gotta get used to that. Yeah. If you missed it, Jess is engaged now. Details on that 8:05 this morning. In the meantime, though, continue to get those guesses in. What do you think today's bleeped out word is?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Woo-hoo. Hope you had a great long holiday weekend. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we will send you a chuggy muggy. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. And just remember, this is a family show, despite
right.
how it sounds. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
It was so hard not to stare when a guy had his long out at the resort we were staying at.
Ew.
You would have looked, though.
I probably would have. I'm disgusting, too.
Usually there's a policy against that. You should have checked, though, right. before you booked
yes.
in.
Yes. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. This is Misty from Union City, and I think the bleeped out word is mustache.
Long mustache.
No long stash.
I don't mind a long mustache, actually.
Real, like the handlebars,
yeah,
and they come
like
out and they
twist
twirl
it
at
up
the end.
The sides.
Come on.
Well, I mean, I don't want my boyfriend to have it, but I think it's kind of cool when people have that.
No,
I'll stare.
Make out with, though?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, JV Show. This is Jeevan, and I think the bleeped out word is noodle. And I meant noodle as in, like, the little pool floaty noodles.
Oh. A pool noodle.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Great guess.
Long noodle.
Oh, wow. I don't think I saw any pool noodles.
How about regular ones?
Just one.
Got it. All right.
Good morning. This is your guys' favorite listener from Utah, Amira. I think that the bleeped out word is beard. His long beard out at the pool. Have a good day. Bye.
Any long beards, Jess?
Maybe a few.
I mean, you'd be staring if it was one of those really long ones and it was like down to their ankles, you know, as they climb out of the pool and they got to like wring it out, squeeze all the water out. Now, look, first of all, Amira, thank you so much for that talkback. I just checked. JV Show is still number one in Utah, which is huge. But she says she's our favorite Utonian listener, favorite listener from Utah. Ooh. Our buddy Carol from Utah just said, hold my beer. She'd like to fight Amira. So I don't know how we settle this.
That's right.
But at least JV Show's number one in Utah. That's all
that's
we
all
can
that
say.
But like,
hi, JV Show. This is Carmen from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word of the day is toenails. Have a great day. Bye.
Long toenails? All right, so here's today's clip unbleeped.
It was so hard not to stare when a guy had his long toenails out at the resort we were staying at.
Okay, but would you rather the guy have his long toenails out or have him clipping them at the pool?
Have them out.
Have them out, yeah. Then.
Don't clip them at the pool, but clip them somewhere.
How do you... Okay, let's talk about male toenail length. What's appropriate? What's acceptable?
It can't go past
skin. I think just
skin.
Like regular, yeah.
So they got to be cut all the way back. What if they're like very nicely manicured, but they're like longer and they have French tips?
Ooh, I don't want the longer ones.
Okay. I don't want them nicer than mine. No.
Got it.
I feel like they'd just be really scratchy in bed.
But he said the manicured.
Yeah, they're really
nice.
Still,
like they're longer.
Right.
Me and my man, we're like feet rubbers. We like to, our feet are always like touching each other, and I don't need him having long, scratchy toenails.
I don't know why I just got the ick with you guys like rubbing your little feet together at night.
You guys
like,
don't do that? Okay, well, whatever.
Wait, Graham, do you mind women having long toenails?
Do women have long toenails?
Some do.
Some, yeah.
I some do, like press on for the toes.
I feel like I don't see that very often. If they were absurdly long, I think that would, I'd have the ick there.
You don't like long nails in general, not even fingernails.
I don't like the super long fingernails. Yeah. No, it's not for me. And yeah, guy toenail length, it should not go past skin, right? Okay. It shouldn't.
We all agree on that.
A couple of my toenails are cut so far back, I don't even know if there's a nail there anymore. Like that pinky toenail, it's just like the tiniest little sliver. Like, is it there?
That's how my mom's is. Sorry, Mom.
I don't know. It's still there somewhere. All right, you guys want to give some shout-outs?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we should probably do that. Woo! Huh? All right, first and foremost, Carmen in San Jose. What's up, Carmen?
What's up?
She had the very first correct answer this morning, so she's going to be chugging her hot coffee along with us out of a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Nice work. Quite a few other people had the correct answer this morning. They just weren't fast enough. Like, step your fast game up, bros. Eddie in Pittsburgh had it, so did Mimi in Vegas. JV Show number one in Vegas, by the way. Ricky in San Jose had it, so did Zachary in Tucson, Arizona. What's up, Zachary? What's up? JV Show also numero uno in Tucson. Yeah. Yesenia in Concord had it, so did Roger in San Francisco. Destiny in Oakland had it. Emilio, he didn't say where he's from. He's like, I don't have time for you guys to say that, but also had the correct answer. Just wasn't fast enough. Alicia in Vallejo said nails. There were some people there with the nails guess. But
some people also said toes.
Yes, toes was another popular guess this morning, but we were looking for toe nails, which just confirmed with Google is one word.
Right. Yep. Hey, why are you putting me out there like that?
Pulled me aside in the hall. She's like, I think toenails is one word, right? I'm like, yeah, it's one word.
Thank you.
She's like, I already Googled it, so it is.
Thank you, everybody, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, Doghouse. Woohoo, Jess. Congratulations, girl. Oh, that's so great. I was listening to old podcasts this past weekend, and I was wondering when this was going to happen. I also was wondering, where will you live? Are you leaving us to move to San Diego, or are you making him come out here? Anyways, love you guys. This is Nadette from San Jose. Oh, by the way, hit up Matt. He's great. You'll love him. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
There is so much to unpack there.
Oh my God. Just the very end there, she said, hit up Matt. One of our listeners, Matt, left us a talk back earlier saying congrats and that he was an ordained minister and that he could marry them. Jess, any interest in that? Matt,
you're on my list. Yeah, the big news this morning, Jess got engaged over the weekend. Okay, there was some really good questions.
Moving to San Diego?
Yeah,
Well, let's 8:05. We're gonna go over all the details from the proposal, then we have a ton of questions, obviously, that we will get to then. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Good morning. It's our friend from San Francisco.
Hi. Well, how's your morning going? How was your weekend?
It was good. I actually went to Bottle Rock for Benson Boone, and then I woke up today, and I'm like, he's at Chase Center. I'm like, I kind of manifested that. I'm like, there's no way he's skipping the Bay Area. He has to come here.
He is coming here now. You don't have the tickets just yet. You do have to play the JV Show's Yep Nope game, but I feel like you got good energy that you could win this. So
he put on a hell of a show at Bottle Rock, you guys. That was all I was seeing posted about. Benson Boone this and Benson Boone that.
Does.
And all this guy's landing flips on stage and whatnot.
Did he wear a one piece like always?
Yeah, he had.
He didn't actually.
He didn't.
I'm sure he won't do it.
That's right.
He looks very sunburned in some of the pictures I saw him at Bottle Rock.
All right, so we are going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You get 3 correct, you're checking out Benson Boone at Chase Center, okay?
Sounds good.
Here's question number 1. What artist's song, No Time to Die, was the theme song to the James Bond movie, No Time to Die?
Pass.
Did you just say pass?
Just guess. Just take a guess.
I did say pass. Which artist or which song?
What artist? The song was called No Time to Die. Also the name of the movie.
My guess is... I have so many... I have to pass.
That doesn't work like that. We play her on this station quite a bit.
I'm so nervous right now.
Think a little bit like slower music.
You're gonna run out of time though.
Yeah, I think it's slow. Sorry.
Nope.
Oh. Billie Eilish.
Good old
Billie Eilish. That's right.
Yeah, it was that song that would help you take a nap. All right, question number 2. Finish this expression. Don't make a mountain out of a what?
A molehole? I don't know.
Can we give him that?
Yes.
A molehole? It's, I mean,
close
it's
enough.
Kind of the same thing.
Kind of.
Yep.
What's this called? A molehill. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. A molehole.
Oh, God.
A molehole? What are you thinking about?
Yeah, careful. Stay out of my mole's hole.
I just woke up like 20 minutes ago. I'm like, I woke up and I.
Haven't even had your coffee yet.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So, I have that mobile.
Here is question number 3. Amsterdam is the capital city of what country?
Uh-oh.
Is it Netherlands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. All right, now you just need this last one to win the game.
No pressure.
Because we gave you the mole's hole. All right, question number 4. If you see the Latin word circa, written before a date, what does that mean?
Like the year, right?
But like the
year.
Like if someone said like that was circa to 1955.
Like around, approximately.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah!
I feel like we've been working a couple
you
of those.
You did that.
Yes, congrats. Now you get to check out.
I cannot believe that.
Benson Boone. He's going to be there October 1st. Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet, and you already got them. Congrats.
And they went, and they sold out in 9 seconds for, like, the other cities.
Yeah, everybody wants to check out Benson Boone. Yeah. And you're going to be there. Amazing.
Nice job.
And with no coffee.
Thank you
good
so
job.
Much.
Good job.
I need coffee. I am so embarrassed I missed Billie Eilish. I'm like, how did I miss that?
It's all good. You won the tickets. Congrats. Hang on for for that winning. Graham, we got some shout outs.
You know we do. Hey, Graham, mom, sliding into your DMs. I'm in them kind of frequently. Yeah, you are.
Oh.
It was my daughter's birthday Sunday. I was hoping you could shout her out. Her name is Ayana. She turned 13. Please tell her she is beautiful, kind, smart, sweet, the best daughter, sister. We love you and are so proud of you. Thank you. And that's from Mom Lisa. So happy, happy birthday to Ayana.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Grandmom Vanessa, sliding back into your DMs. Welcome back. Please give our daughter, Aubriana, a big 12th birthday shout out. She's such an amazing kid. Gold honor roll at school, class representative, part of the school play. Her team won the jump rope competition at school, and she's CEO of her business team.
CEO?
That's just doing too much. Oh, and please wish her good luck in her upcoming soccer tournament. Go Blue Panthers! Woo! That's from Mom Vanessa, Javier, and Haji. So happy, happy birthday, Abriana.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, Graham. We'd love it if you could shout out our son, Evan, who's celebrating his 14th birthday today. We are proud of the young man you're becoming. Keep smiling. Keep shining. Love Mom, Dad, and Layla. Yeah, happy birthday,
Who gives
Evan.
A fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, Mom, Slide, I need your DMs. Can you please wish my beautiful daughter, Heldana, a happy, sweet 16th birthday? She turned 16 yesterday. I can't believe you are 16. You've grown to be a beautiful young person, and we are so proud and lucky to have you as our firstborn. Keep shining, excelling at school, and doing all the amazing things you are aiming towards. We love you to the moon and back, and hope you have an amazing day and last week of school. That's from Mom and Dad, yes. So happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hey, Grandma, I was hoping you could give a birthday shout-out to my son, Nihal, who turns 11 today. We listen to the JV Show every morning on our way to school. Nihal, your mom, dad, and brother love you very much, and we hope you have an amazing birthday.
Woo! Yeah, so.
And we do, too. We
Happy
hope you have an amazing birthday, right?
Yeah. Who gives a
Ooh,
fart?
That's a good mind. Point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Kat O out of Walnut Creek. Just wanted to say congrats, Jess. How exciting. Can't wait to follow your wedding journey.
Thank you, Jess. Is an engaged woman.
It's the big news this morning on the JV Show. Let me sidebar with you for a second, Slant.
Yeah.
Do we have to like follow her wedding journey and like all the stuff? Like, are we picking out like the colors of the napkins and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we have to pretend to be interested. So
okay,
on the count of three, we're gonna
bring her back
we're
in
get
and
back
then be like
one, two.
Yeah, I can't wait for your wedding journey. This is going to be huge.
I'm so glad you guys are just as excited as I am.
Can't wait to like just dive in and start all the planning and just like, really get my hands dirty playing this thing.
A lot of people want to know how the proposal went down, including Graham and myself. We've been kind of saving this combo for 8:05 this morning, so it is coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Britney Spears airplane drama. Britney was on a chartered jet on Thursday going from Cabo to LAX when she started, you know, drinking. I mean, who doesn't have a few drinky drinks on a plane?
Okay.
But then she lit up a cigarette. So flight attendants had to approach her and they made her put it out. And then according to sources, Britney was being very difficult to deal with. And then when the plane landed, authorities approached her again, issued her a warning about her conduct, and then she was free to go. Now, the following day on Friday, Britney gave her side of the story.
Okay.
She posted a picture of her on the plane and she detailed what happened. I'm going to read some of that here. She said, quote, "Some planes I've been on, you can't smoke mostly, but this one was different. Because the drink holders were on the outside of the seat."
Huh?
What? Is she
I
being
don't
serious?
Understand
is she being
that.
Serious right now?
This is
smoking ain't been allowed on planes, and like I don't know, if, like could someone fact check that? I don't know, more than 30 years.
And what does the drink
Maybe
holders
40?
Have anything to do with this?
Some because there's a little voice inside of her brain that's telling her.
Brittany continued.
This armrest is different.
She continued. Confession. It was my first time drinking vodka, which I don't believe at all.
Highly doubt.
She said, "I felt so clear and smart, and I said, I want a cigarette so bad. So my friend put it in my mouth and lit it up for me. So I was like, oh, this is a plane where you can smoke."
What in the world? When have you been on a plane that you can smoke? I guess maybe they let it slide on some of the private jets she's been on, but it's against the rules on those too. Smoking on planes has been illegal for like for a very long time.
Britney did kind of apologize, but then she went on to say that she didn't appreciate that she was seated at the back of the plane and that the flight attendant. She said this flight attendant didn't like her from the moment she stepped on board and that she was just trying to embarrass Britney by calling officials once she lit up the cigarette. She also didn't like the way the flight attendant made her remain seated when all Britney wanted to do was stand up. And apparently this one flight attendant who just had it out for Britney put the seatbelt on for her, and Britney felt like that was an invasion of her personal space.
No, that's called a safety issue. That is for safety. They're protecting your safety, and the reason you're not allowed to light a cigarette up on there, also for safety the safety of other passengers. Was she just on Southwest, like in a middle seat, or where? Like where was she?
This is like one of those charter jets, so it's like it's a public thing. Anyone can buy a ticket.
Got it.
So she wasn't the only one, but not a private jet. Basically.
Okay. How does she not know any of this?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, it's Britney.
Did you guys see Justin Bieber commenting on a 17-year-old's picture?
No.
On Instagram?
God.
Sounds creepy. But
so Ariana Greenblatt, she's an actress, and she's in a new Netflix movie, Fear Street Prom Queen, that came out a few days ago. Anyway, so she posted a picture, and Justin Bieber, by the way, he's 31, she's 17. He wrote in the comments, "I love you."
What?
People are so creeped out by this. She's a minor. You're 14 years older than her. You are a married father commenting on this 17-year-old. And a lot of people are pointing out that she kind of looks a little bit like Selena Gomez.
No.
There's some similarities here.
He doesn't even comment that on his own wife.
I know.
He only comments about how he used to talk smack about her. And now he's apologizing for that.
I'm creeped out. I'm sorry. I'm a little creeped out by this.
I feel like we've asked this question before, maybe in our Chug Wheel segment or some version of it. But right now, Uber picks you up and you open the door and it's either Britney Spears as your driver or Justin Bieber. Who are you more nervous?
Justin Bieber.
To have?
Really?
I think he's going to like grab my hand and start kissing it or something.
I would rather that than Britney behind the wheel. I'd feel safer with Justin.
That's right. Britney's going to be like smoking a cigarette.
And drinking vodka for the first time. for the very, very first time. I don't know. They're in a close, like.
Yeah.
There's no clear-cut answer there. They're pretty close.
Yeah, sorry I didn't give you a heads up, but Ariana Greenblatt, can we get this picture up on our Instagram story?
What's a Greenblatt again? Who's Greenblatt?
She's an actress. She was in Barbie, but more recently she's in this new Netflix movie, Fear Street Prom Queen, that just came out.
Mm. Okay, so maybe he watched that and he was just super, like, juiced up on her performance in there?
You're a grown man! Yeah, she is 17 years old. Come on.
That's a good point. Yeah,
all right.
That's a good point.
Graham, what do you have?
I got nothing, Selena, right now. My computers have all gone dark over here, so.
Hey, you know what? It's for the best, because we have to get to Jess's proposal.
Yeah,
proposal.
We got to leave more time for the biggest news of the day.
Yeah, Jess got engaged over the weekend. I want to know everything, Jess. Lay it on us next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV family, this is Jenica. I just wanted to say thank you so much for the Steve Aoki tickets at the Great and Party Casino. Wanted to say I had such a good time. It was such a blast. You guys were so much fun. I really came up that weekend. Thank you guys again. Thanks for being the best Bay Area radio station. Woo! Bye. Have a good one.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was awesome meeting her. She did come up. I think she got Steve Aoki's autograph on a couple things. She got some merch. I don't know if she got caked or not, but it was awesome meeting her and partying with her. And yeah, everybody, thank you to everybody that came out to Grayton. If you weren't there and you saw our posts, it was one of the most fun kickoff to the summer pool parties. That there are more coming up this summer. Make sure you're in the house for those. They are the best.
We were missing one person, though.
Right.
Jess.
She wasn't there?
She was in San Diego.
Hey, congratulations, Jess. It's Charlie from Concord. I'm the small owner of a little woodworking company called Baron Woodworks. And I'd love to go ahead and collab with you and make a really nice wooden wedding box for you, or otherwise a really cool charcuterie board. Anyways, reach out. Let me know. I'll take care of you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so Jess got engaged over the weekend. We're about to dive into that. But what about that? He said he'd make your man a wooden coffin box.
Not a coffin box.
Because this is going to be the end of his life.
Yeah, this is going to be the end of the run for
This one, all the nagging stars.
With the wedding. Oh, my God, you guys.
Tell us everything. Start from the very beginning.
So we went to San Diego for my boyfriend's birthday weekend.
Let me stop you right there. Did you have any thought that it was going to happen on this trip? Because I'm surprised, Selena, you or I or somebody didn't point it out that, like, because I think we were thinking, because she kept saying, we're going for my man's birthday. And I think that threw us off the scent, because usually you and I would be like, might happen this weekend.
Right.
But we didn't
say a thing. You, Graham. And I could have sworn, like, one of the last times you talked about the possibility of you getting engaged, you said, Jess, that you thought that you think you would know that it was about to happen.
I thought I would. And I know you guys kept mentioning, like, you know, it's in the prediction journal, it's going to happen this year. And I kept saying, like, I don't have any idea that it is happening this year. So it was kind of making me a little nervous that I would feel bad if it didn't, because it was being brought up a lot, right?
And this year's going by fast.
And this year is going by fast. So I had absolutely no idea. I mean, I'm thinking, obviously, it's his big 30th birthday. I was like, we are going to San Diego. I am ready to celebrate him. Like, I'm excited to have a little weekend getaway. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend, so we get like a couple days extra. out of work. So I was just so, so excited about that, that nowhere in my mind did I ever think, like, this is going to be the weekend. Because I think I would have been nervous. I think I would have, I don't know, maybe even second-guessed my outfit, my hair, like, second-guessed everything.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. I would have second-guessed that.
You look so good. That is our photo from home, by the way, if you want to go to JV Morning Show and check out our pictures. Just skip ours. Swipe to Jessica.
Yeah, ours don't matter.
Yeah, who cares?
But, you guys, and I feel like I'm even, like, getting so emotional right now because I just feel like it was everything that I dreamed it would be.
Yes.
No!
That's awesome.
I just love him so much. And, you know, with the way that our relationship has gone and the struggle of me having to move away from him and us still being able to make the most of that. Like, he's just an amazing man. So I just didn't feel the need to pressure him in any way. I mean, I absolutely felt no pressure, even though there were so many people, like family, friends, everybody at wondering, like, when is this going to happen? To me, I was just like, I'm so happy he treats me so well. But the way that he just planned everything out and made sure that it was just the most special moment in my life. And on his birthday, I was just like, what is happening right now?
So take us through that. Like, what did he plan out? What were you guys doing?
So throughout the weekend, I had suggested some restaurants. So we already had some restaurants down that I suggested and some that he wanted to go to. Now, obviously, it's his birthday weekend. So I was like, yeah, whatever you want to do, we're doing. So on the day of his birthday, we got ready and he was like, you know, did some stuff early in the day. And he's like, then we're going to go to this brewery. And it's really close to the hotel, to the dinner that we're going to have later that night. So we'll just walk there. And at first I was kind of like, wait, I don't want to go to the brewery in my same outfit for dinner because we're going to be super, like, overly dressed for the brewery. Like,
the nagging, the complaining's already begun.
Yeah. No.
Plus you're in heels, you're not walking in those things.
No, but he was like, oh, like, it'll be fine. He's like, I mean, we've been overdressed before. And I was like, you're right, fine, sure. It's your birthday. We're doing whatever you want. So we go to this brewery. First of all, it must have been, like, the prom weekend in San Diego because since we were all dressed up as we're walking
He was
down,
wearing, like, a suit and stuff, right?
Yeah. As we're walking down the streets, multiple people were like, oh, aren't you guys a little too old for prom? Or, hey, are you guys going to prom today? And we were like, wait, what's happening right now? We walk into a bar. Do you guys have prom? And we're like, we're walking into a bar. Why? What would make you think that we were going to prom right now?
Got a pregame before prom.
So that was just so funny. We're having drinks, right? And then we're like, okay, like, let's walk to the dinner. Like, it's about time now. We're walking to the place, and there was this just beautiful spot to take pictures in. And he knows I love my pictures, love my videos, love capturing my outfits. So he's like, let's just take some pictures. We have some time. He's like, let me ask this random lady to take some pictures of us. So I'm like, all right, cool. She takes pictures of us. He's like, do you like them? He's like, you know what? I kind of don't like them here. Let's go to the grass. Mind you, she's still there. So I'm kind of like, oh my God, isn't it kind of rude that she just took her pictures and we're like
being picky
about
it?
Yeah, we're like,
we're
wait.
Gonna switch locations. Just follow us.
She's about to steal your phone.
So then, no, but he's now the one taking pictures of me and she's still there. And I'm like, did she just hear us say that we didn't like the first pictures?
Awkward.
Yeah. So then he's taking pictures of me. And then all of a sudden he gives me the phone. I'm looking at the picture. I hear him take a deep breath. I look over at him and he's starting to kneel.
Oh,
and at this
point,
God. Like my heart drops, my mouth drops. And then I see him pull out the ring box and I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, what's happening? Now, mind you, at this point, like I'm blacked out. So not.
You guys are that drunk from the brewery?
No, good for you.
It's just a blackout before prom.
Not blacked out drunk. I'm just like so in shock that this is happening that I'm like, oh my gosh. I didn't even realize that he had taken the phone away from my hand and threw it somewhere. He starts obviously proposing and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I start crying.
Did he give a speech?
Yeah, what
he
was
gave
that?
A speech. What did he say?
He obviously said such nice things. I was crying, so half of it was like I was going in and out.
You don't remember what he said,
do you? I do remember, but you know, it was very like intimate.
Oh
no,
not like that.
I like the way you do this.
Yeah. No.
Once
I, and I look forward to our future.
Once you did that, I realized I had to marry you.
But, I mean, I cannot believe that this happened, you guys. And so it turns out the, quote, random lady was actually his cousin, one of his cousins that I just haven't met yet. So she's over here taking pictures.
So she was a plant. She was there on purpose.
Yes. There was three plants there. One I did know, but I just hadn't noticed that he was there. They're taking pictures. I'm over here like, what is happening right now? And so it was just amazing. I mean, he knows that I wanted photographers.
Let me ask you this, because this is really important to a lot of people.
Right.
Did it matter to you that your family was not present? Your mom?
No.
Okay.
It didn't, because we had talked about this before. And we both agreed that we wanted something intimate, only because I think if my family had been there, it would have taken, like, I would have been shocked, but I, and in the moment, but I would have also, I think, taken into account the atmosphere and the fact that my family's there, and I would have been very distracted by that. So I wanted something that was more intimate and just us two. And me not knowing that the lady was his cousin helped, because I had no idea who she was. I had no idea who, you know, a cousin and his wife there that I had never met. So it worked out perfectly. And then his stepdad was there. So he had planned this for months. He had had his mom and his stepdad go to San Diego and, like, months before, basically take pictures all throughout that strip of water to see where exactly he wanted to do it.
They scouted the photo shoot location and everything.
You guys, it was perfect. I'm so happy. Oh, you know what, though?
What?
So a while back, I had thrown, like, little hints there, right? I mean, it happens. I told him my ring size was 5.5. Turns out my ring size is not 5.5.
The ring is too big or too small?
How does that happen?
A little bit, like, too big.
A little big. That's all right.
It's sliding right off.
I think it's easier for them to size it down than up.
Right. Yes.
I'm not a jeweler. But
yeah, that's an easy fix.
I think so.
But a ring is nice. I don't know if you got a nice close-up look, Graham.
Yeah,
but
I did. That was
huge.
The first thing this morning when I first saw Jess. I had to get eyes on it. Yeah? It's a very sparkle. There's a lot of sparkle. Let's put it that way.
There's a lot going on.
Can I ask one question about right after when the proposal happened? Was this, because it was out in public, were there... did people gather and watch? Like, was there a cheer when you clearly had said yes? Like, were random bystanders like, yes, yes?
Like I do in the movies.
There was a lot of cheers because as I mentioned, like, it was prom season. Clearly, proms were everywhere that day.
What if they thought he was just prom posing?
You're right. Yeah.
Look at these two high school lovebirds.
They're going to prom. There was a group of people that were standing a little far away from us, but they could still see what was going on. So they were cheering and clapping. Now, I only know this because of a video that I saw later. I could not hear them when this was happening because, again, like, I was in and out. I was like, I'm surprised I didn't pass out, to be honest. I can't believe it.
So the proposal, perfect. He totally nailed it. Look, yes. Guys, take notes. A lot of preparation went into that.
Yes.
That's made it all work. And then afterwards, so then you guys went to the dinner after?
Yeah, so then we took some time to do some more pictures. And then the dinner was right off the water. And it was literally just like a few minute walk from where we were.
And you said the restaurant was Chili's?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest, I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but it was really nice. It was like an Italian restaurant.
And did he get a voucher after that, or?
Yeah, how does that work? Because it's his birthday and you got engaged.
Yeah.
So, like, he gave you a ring and then you gave him.
He already had gotten a voucher before that.
Doesn't matter. He's not proposed. Supersedes all those things.
I do owe him a new voucher, but I think it was like a mutual voucher at that point.
There's a certain number for that.
No. And you said his cousins were in the room taking pictures the whole time?
No. Yeah.
They were still there. They needed a place to stay.
And Graham, because you were the main one that predicted this.
Oh, yeah. Pour me up that bowl.
There you go,
props.
Graham. It was in the prediction journal. Graham said it would happen.
Delicious. Delicious. And then really quick, because also part of that prediction was that I predicted you guys would get engaged this year. And Selena, you were on that prediction, too. I can't enjoy this whole bowl myself, right? You were on.
Sure, I'll have some.
Yeah, there you go. And then part of the prediction was wedding next year. Thoughts on that timeline, Jess?
I'm not sure about that.
That's a
why?
It's still 2025. We got tons of 2025 left, and now you're talking about 2026.
Do you want a long engagement?
I do kind of want a long engagement.
Oh my god! Mistake. Big mistake.
Why? Why?
Because you're gonna get comfortable. That too. You'll overthink everything. And then what if you get too comfortable and it turns into like a 10-year-long engagement?
See, it's because the thing right now, I'm like one step at a time and I want to focus on like us moving in together. Also, I just renewed my lease like a week
ago.
Wait.
We have so much more to discuss. Let's unpack the living situation. Are in a long-distance engagement. What the heck? That's coming up. I have questions.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, your tears. Oh my gosh, I'm such an empath that, like, I could feel your heart and love. Congrats.
Yeah, you guys, super emotional. Jess, talking about.
I know, you guys. See, like, I feel like I'm crying again. Oh my God. I'm just so happy that it happened. Can I just say one more thing?
Yes.
Sorry. So I didn't have a clue, right? But what's so funny is my boyfriend was like,
your fiance.
Throughout the trip, he was like, I wanted to tell you so bad. Like, I couldn't wait for the moment where I finally got to say it to you, because while we were waiting at the airport, I don't know why. I think a video had popped up on my TikTok or something. And I was like, hey, look, make sure that when you do propose that you're not like all, I don't know why I said hunchy back. I was like, make sure you're not all hunchy back. Make sure you like stand up straight. I mean, sit up or whatever, kneel up straight. Make sure you do this. Make sure you do this. Not thinking that it was actually going to happen that weekend. There were a few other comments
like,
that I made.
She's coaching me up here.
Right? She knows.
Yeah.
But I had no idea.
Now let's get to this. We were talking about the timeline of the wedding. You said, probably not going to happen next year because there's some other things that you guys want to get in line first. Like your living situation.
Yeah.
We didn't even think about that because Jess lives here in Semitao. And he currently lives in?
Salinas.
I have to look at a map. That sounds far.
So what's going to happen with that?
That's what we still honestly have to figure out. I feel like right now we're still on the high of the engagement that we have to sit down and think about our living situation still. Because I just recently re-signed my lease for a whole year. In Semitao.
So,
you would think if he knew that this is going to be happening, the proposal, you guys getting engaged, that he would kind of urge you into a different living situation that made more sense for you guys as an engaged couple.
But he could move in there with you, right? You got room.
I think if he had urged me to, that would have been something that I would have been like, wait, why are we going to move in together? Like, what's happening? So I think that would have maybe given it away a little bit. But
it could have been just that. It could have been like, hey, maybe it is time for us to live together.
The thing is, we both do feel like it's time. It's just so hard. So, Graham, to answer your question, I don't know if it would be easier for him to move into my place because it would be an hour and a half commute to his work. And he goes in really early. And the thing is, like, he can't work from home. So I'm hoping eventually, like, because his boss doesn't like anybody working from home at their office, but I'm hoping, I'm like, is there a way, like, do I need to go talk to the boss or something? Like, how do we get him to agree?
Or at least like some sort of hybrid situation where he's from home a couple of days.
Or I thought what the plan was, as if I'm making Jess's plans over here.
Right.
I thought like move somewhere more in the middle. So where it's a bit of a longer commute for both you guys, but it's even.
That is also an idea that has been thrown out. Now, the thing is, obviously, like, the reason why there's a lot of reasons why we would want a longer engagement. And then I think there's a lot of money that comes into moving into a separate place together, both of us, like, moving out. And then there's a lot of money that comes with a wedding as well. So I'm like, okay, there is a lot to think about, a lot to prepare for. So I would want as much time as I can get. Because I know, Graham, you've said you can do it in 6 months. How?
Be honest.
Yeah.
After you got engaged.
Yeah.
Were you already looking at dresses? Did you create a Pinterest board?
I've had a Pinterest board.
I mean, that's what I was wondering, because did these did any of these conversations, one, about the future of, like, where are we going to live, did any of these come up that night after the engagement happened? And, yeah, to Selena's question, were you one of these people that then whipped out, like, some wedding scrapbook that you've been keeping and just, like, started leafing through it right there at the dinner table, like, okay, here's what I was thinking for
I've
the linens.
I've already picked
the chairs out. I put a deposit on the tent 10 years ago. It's right. I've got it right here.
I'll lay away.
I mean,
I told you guys, like, what was it, a couple months ago that we had already gone to see some wedding venues in Napa. So it's I already have an idea of where exactly I want to do it. I think one of the things that I mentioned was, like, how am I going to ask my bridesmaids to, like, be my bridesmaids?
Oh, yeah, so, you have to propose to them.
Yeah, so
yeah, you have to have a box, and they, like, open it, like, doves fly out and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't, yeah.
That's a great idea,
don't
actually.
Cheap out on that.
I'm writing that down, Graham. But, yeah, a lot of conversations to be had.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you to everybody for all the amazing messages. Like, I have been just so thrilled.
And again, check out our photos from home, JV Morning Show. Just skip mine, skip Graham's, go straight to Jess's if you want to see her getting proposed to. That's JV Morning Show on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my gosh, Jess. You have me crying over here. We feel like a Thea or something. We're so happy for you. Congratulations. And I gotta say, I did kind of have a feeling it was going to happen this weekend when you were saying you were going to San Diego. Perfect, near the beach, and he had to throw you off because if you knew it was coming, you would have been too nervous and trying to over-prepare. He knew what he was doing.
Right. Am I the only one that didn't have, like, an inkling it was going down this weekend?
No, me too.
I was as blindsided as anybody.
Yeah, like, how did you know? But we didn't even know.
So seriously. He fooled us all.
JB, show from Miller. This is Eric from San Jose. All I got to say is, Jazz, congratulations. Congratulations, Jess. I'm really happy for you. You got a great man. And I'm gonna steal notes from your man. If I were to, like, engage again, I'm gonna steal notes from your man, because, like, yo, like, unpredictable. Like, he's a great guy. He's like, he's where I want to be. So goals.
Yes.
Did he just say if I get engaged again? So it's like his current fiance is like, what?
Right. Unless maybe he got engaged once and now that marriage is no longer.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Can I just say, though, I was also, just one last thing, I was very happy that his family was so involved in it and none of them gave it away either. But, like, he went ring shopping with his dad and the ring is amazing. I love it. So they did great with that. And then his mom was involved and stepdad were involved on the other end with the pictures and the planning with that, everything. So I'm surprised nobody gave it away, but I just love that it was like, he knows how much family means to me. So I love that that was a part of it too.
And he left yours completely out. That part was.
Good point.
Shots fired by Selena.
Shots fired. I'm just saying, I know how much it does mean to you. That's why I asked if you would have liked to have your family.
Well,
there.
They are my family. His family is now my family.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
Did you give any input on the ring prior to this? Was this the ring that you hoped for? Or were you like, yeah, I guess this will do?
Honestly, it's like 10 times better than what I had hoped for. I'm surprised I didn't confuse him because I had shown him so many different random things. Anytime I would see one, I'd be like, oh, look, you see this one? This one's kind of cute. Like, I like this.
So he had some general guidance.
But it exceeded my expectations. And honestly, I got to give props to his dad because I think his dad had a lot to do with the...
His dad put his credit card down for it?
No. No.
It looks very expensive. That's what I'm saying.
I know. I love it.
Congratulations.
Thank
again. If you
guys
want to see Jess's proposal picture, JV Morning Show, our photos from home are there. Again, mine irrelevant, Graham's irrelevant. Although it's a great photo. Just skip over to Jess's. Everyone is loving that one right there. All right, Graham, what do you have?
New trend alert, you guys. New trend alert. This is going viral on TikTok, apparently. I'm not on TikTok, but this is where it's going viral. And the new trend is dudes calling other dudes to tell them good night and sweet dreams. Say this is all most look, the videos, they're the ones that I've seen, they're funny because the guy on the receiving end of the phone call a bit caught off guard when one of his best buddies calls just to wish him good night and tell him good night and
I love this
sweet dreams. But this trend has taken on, I guess, a little bit bigger meaning in that a lot of people are saying it's a good reminder just to always reach out to your friends. You don't know if they're going through something or whatever, and we need to kind of get rid of this, you know, toxic masculinity and stuff where you can't show your feelings and all this stuff.
Okay.
Reach out to your boys. Tell them how you feel. Tell them good night. Wish them sweet dreams. And don't let the bed bugs bite. Yeah. Ladies, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about your man, if he wanted to, at the end of each day, he wanted to call a couple of his buddies just to tell them good night and tuck them in over the phone?
I think I'd be weirded out a little bit.
Why? We're getting rid of this idea of masculinity. It's okay.
But if he just, like, all of a sudden, if he went from not doing that at all to all of a sudden, wait, I got to call my boys, make sure that they have sweet dreams.
Well, he's turned over a new leaf. He's discovered that because of this trend, there's a better way out there. And it does feel good to have somebody, you know, thinking about you and your feelings and wanting to tuck you in.
That's why I'm here. Right. We're there for each other.
Sometimes we just want to be tucked in by our boys.
No, tuck me in. Check in on my dreams.
Would you be weirded out if your boy started calling you, Graham, to tell you goodnight?
I think it'd be a little funny at first. It would be one of those things that, yeah, you want to do it once or twice. We'll have a good chuckle about it. But, like, if it became a nightly thing, I'd be like, bro, I'm busy. I can't talk about the bed bugs every single night here.
But a lot of their reactions are like, bro, like, you good? You okay? Like,
yeah.
Hey, if you're going through something, yeah, I'm here for you.
Is it? Because if my girlfriend, you know, girlfriends called me at night like, oh, I just want to say goodnight, checking on you. I'd be like, oh my God, that's the sweetest thing ever. Why is it not the same with guys?
Really? I'd be weirded out if anybody called me.
And said goodnight?
Why? To say goodnight. That's not like my parent.
I usually text all my boys, not at night, but in the morning. I say, how'd you sleep?
Damn.
Morning check beautiful. In on the morning beautiful.
That's
how'd you sleep?
Creepy.
The videos are hilarious. Yes. We should do that.
Yeah, Graham,
will
you
do one?
It?
Yeah, I might have to call up one of my buddies and tell him good morning. Because how are we going to do this?
Oh,
we got to record it.
Right.
We got to work on that. We got to work on that.
How'd you sleep?
Yeah.
How'd you sleep?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Taylor Swift has been unsubpoenaed. According to sources, she's no longer facing a subpoena from Justin Baldoni over all the drama with Blake Lively on the set of It Ends With Us. This is according to ABC News. They're reporting that the subpoena is no longer needed because the necessary information has already been obtained. So she doesn't have to worry about being deposed anymore.
Hmm.
Which would make me even more mad because it ruins the friendship between Taylor and Blake just for it to just go away. Like all this for nothing.
Yeah, we wanted some juicy testimony, right?
Yeah, and I guess we're not going to get that anymore.
What do you think satisfied this information inquiry? They got to see your text or something?
Know.
Or some emails?
I don't
or
know.
What was it?
It's making me wonder if all of this was just to create like a media circus, just to have Taylor more involved and, you know, just for the publicity and just for the story, for the plot. Did it for the plot.
But maybe they wanted to see the texts or emails leading up to the moment in question where she ambushed. She came out as a dragon and ambushed. What's his face?
I mean, Justin Baldoni.
I mean, that was the main, that was the crux of this, right? That was the issue. So maybe they got some information regarding that either corroborates the timeline or doesn't.
That's just crazy, though.
Possibly.
Right, that Blake would, I guess, risk the friendship with Taylor, because come on, you want that friendship. You do not want a friendship with Taylor Swift to be
of course.
You want Taylor as one of your dragons.
She wanted to use her for as long as possible.
Right.
All right, Chrissy Teigen got a very interesting procedure done.
Who gives a fart?
I don't know if you saw any pictures or videos when she was on Instagram Live. You can check out some of this on JV Morning Show. It's on our story. Her entire head bandaged up, her face swollen. There's like bruising around her eyes. And at the time, she didn't give any context. So everyone was like super worried about what happened to her. Like, she looked like she had just been like a bad car accident or something. So she ended up posting on Friday to her story to explain what is going on here. She said that she got a hairline lowering procedure.
Oh.
She said, I lost a lot in the front from babies and it's just very thin up there. And whenever you see me on a red carpet, it's always extensions. So she posted a picture of like the hairline and it's like stitched up. She got it lowered.
I mean, she got the Justin Bieber.
To make her look a little more fuller up there.
Remember Justin Bieber's hairline? We saw the before and afters on that.
Yeah, he just did some, to his
hair.
He had
something, so she did the same thing. That's got to take a very long time. You plant the little new hairline seedlings in there. It takes a long time for them to grow, particularly for a woman's hair, right?
I don't know. See, I don't know if she did that. The hairline lowering procedure says to me that she just, they cut it right here, or they just
Like they cut out a piece of her forehead and then pulled the other part down?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think they're...
That's what they did.
People do this not necessarily for the look of like a fuller head of hair, but more for a smaller forehead. At least from what I've seen before, so I'm surprised.
So now your forehead shaming, yeah. Chrissy Teigen, you said she
no,
had
my forehead is big, so I can say
massive.
Yeah, Jess can say that. She has a big forehead.
Thanks, I can say you can't say
you
it.
You said it first. Okay, yeah. Well, sorry, I don't know.
It's a forehead shaming.
But yeah, so Chrissy, so now we know that she's done the, she's gotten a hairline lowering procedure.
Okay.
She did the buccal fat, I don't know how to say that. Do you know what I'm talking about? The cheeks, she got the fat sucked out of her cheeks. And then she's also done the eyebrow transplants.
This is a dangerous, that you're playing a dangerous game with all those procedures.
Yep. Yikes. Yeah, something will be next.
Uh-huh.
Probably facelift or something.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, well, first on the JV show, we had huge, huge engagement news. Jess got engaged over the weekend, and now we have some baby news, you guys. This is even bigger. I'm so excited.
Congratulations, Jess.
To announce that the Oakland Zoo just welcomed 4 new bison babies, you guys. They say a quartet of new little itty-bitty bison babies has been born. I don't think these were all to the same mom. I don't know that bison be dropping out quadruplets like this. I think they've had a few births. But these bison will eventually move on from the Oakland Zoo to repopulate bison herds in other parts of the country. But that's exciting news. Okay. Baby news, you guys. Baby announcement for the Oakland Zoo.
Cute.
Do you guys want to talk about the Weenie 500 real quick?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend. It was Indianapolis 500 race weekend. But the first annual Weenie 500 was held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Friday. And this was all of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles. There's not just one. There's multiple of them. All six of them came across, you know, usually they're touring across the country. They all came together and raced each other.
No way. On
the Indy Motor Speedway in the first inaugural Weenie 500. They say Slaw Dog won the race. All the Wienermobiles look pretty similar to me, but each were representing a different regional hot dogs. There was a Chicago dog, a New York dog, a slaw dog from the Southeast. I don't know if I've ever had a slaw dog before. I've had a Chicago dog. I've had a New York dog, a Sonoran dog, a Southwest. That's a Southwest hot dog.
I haven't had any of these
chili
dogs.
Dog was also
I've
in the race.
That. I've had that.
Yeah, of course. And then Seattle dog was in there. What's a Seattle dog?
I wonder. Never had a Seattle dog.
Me either.
The Weenie 500.
The Weenie 500. They say so they even allowed some betting on this on DraftKings. You could,
that's all you, Graham. You love betting
wager,
on stuff.
You could wager who you thought was going to win in the Weenie 500.
Oh,
that's good.
A Seattle dog has cream cheese and grilled onions.
Ooh, I'm kind of here for that.
That's legit. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Sounds good.
That sounds delicious. Yeah, all right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we were just talking about Taylor Swift. She's been unsubpoenaed in the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively, It Ends With Us drama.
Good morning, JV Show. So I have some information about the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni case. So it seems that the reason that Taylor Swift does not have to be subpoenaed is because dad got involved. Taylor Swift's dad, he is actually the one who hit up Justin Baldoni's lawyer and became Team Baldoni because he did not want the text messages of his daughter
to come out.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Do you think that's it?
I guess it's possible. At this point, I'm not ruling out anything because this whole case has been so crazy.
When do we get the actual court date again? Not until next year.
That is next year, I believe, in March.
We won't be interested by then.
Yeah.
I'm already burning out on it.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys enjoyed the 4-day weekend. Woohoo! Jess, congratulations.
Thank you.
Selena, whoa, those watermelons. Graham, dude, your muscles, you're glowing, mate. Bro, Jim is taking everything with you, man. Your face looks absolutely like flowing. All right, guys, have a good day. Bye.
Whoa, you are just full of compliments this morning. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh My watermelons, thank you.
I think. He said my face was flowing. I don't even know what that means, but like, I'll take it.
It sounded positive. Yeah.
I thought I looked pretty tired and pretty drunk.
So let's talk about movies just really quick, because the craziest thing happened in Argentina. You know, Final Destination, Bloodlines is in theaters. Mm-hmm. Jess, you've been obsessed with this movie. Have you watched it yet?
Not yet. And now I'm scared too.
Yeah, I know. I want to see it too. But listen to this. So there's a woman who went to go see this movie in Argentina. She says it was like last minute. They weren't even planning on going. It was her birthday. And they kind of walked by the theater and like, oh my God, we should just stop and go check out this movie. It looks kind of good. They go in there. And then during the movie, which if you don't know, is about like cheating death and then death catching up to you and everybody's dying and all these freak accidents.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting there in the theater.
Thanks for spoiling it, by the way.
And then the ceiling collapses.
Oh my God.
Falls on her.
What?
No. I know.
That is the most Final Destination thing
out
there.
I know.
And she died?
No, she didn't die. Thank God.
But wait, that means so that's she not cheated the
most
death.
Final yeah. That's not the most Final Destination thing of all time.
But if you watch the movie, you beat it the first time, but then it's trying to catch up with you after that.
Oh, so...
I would be paranoid if I was her.
You cannot drive next to a truck with a bunch of logs on the back.
No.
Especially
you can't
not
do
for
anything.
Her.
No.
Yeah. So you guys have not seen this movie. Are you actually going to?
I do want to.
I heard it was like, eh.
I wanted to see it in 4DX, but now I'm traumatized. From the story you just told
us. I'll honestly probably wait till it's out on streaming.
Let your own living room ceiling collapse on you there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that way at least you're at home and you're comfortable.
Right.
That's how I'd like to go.
That way I can blame the landlord too.
No, but
yeah.
You...
Yeah, you can get some cash out of it.
No, because you would live and then you don't know how you're actually going to go after that. That would be your cheating death part. So then who knows where destiny would find you.
This is getting weird. This is getting weird. I did finally see Sinners.
Okay.
And
with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Right? The movie, I still don't really know what it was about.
It's about looking at Michael B. Jordan because he's so hot. It doesn't need to have a story.
Yeah, I guess. Like, it's very, I don't even know. Maybe movies just don't need a genre anymore because it was like a modern Western, but old with like
Western as in like continue. Cowboy hats and like
yeah, but then there was also like a little bit of I don't know, then it was like a vampire movie on top of that.
Wait. When you say modern Western, you mean like instead of a horse they were riding in Teslas?
No. No. There were horses, but there were cars. But I mean like a modern Western where they were talking the way we would talk today.
Okay.
But wearing the cowboy hats.
But it was like an older Western feel.
I'm confused.
Thank you.
I'm still confused. Yeah. I'm still confused. But I will say it was a good movie.
You can't. That was not a ringing endorsement. That description
I'm still very confused by what it was, but it was really good.
But how is it good if you don't know what it was about?
I can't explain it.
Just Michael B. Jordan's hotness just outweighed it.
Sure, yeah, I can't explain it.
How was his acting in it?
It was actually really good. I thought I would be more thrown off by the mustache. I hate his mustache. Yeah. You kind of get over that really quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. Can someone who actually watched the movie let us know on the talk back?
And tell us what it's about, because Selena did not. I don't want to see it.
It's just like, it's about the Michael B. Jordan twins.
Okay.
There's two of them.
In the olden days, but also modern.
Yes.
With cowboys.
And vampires.
Yes, and then vampires show up.
What in the what?
And maybe a Tesla or two.
Trust me.
I am, for that reason.
Just trust me.
I am out.
It was really good.
I don't trust you.
No, I don't at all.
And then really quick, the weekend box office, Lilo and Stitch, obviously number one, did, I lost the exact number here, but hella money. And then number two, that new Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Sinners because I did go check out the movie over the weekend.
Yeah, but did you really? Because you attempted to explain it and we're as confused as anyone.
Thank you, because it just was confusing. It was like a modern Western vampire movie, but there was also a lot of music in it. Does that make it a musical? I don't know.
Like they're singing?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Good morning, JV Shows. I'm Benny from Pittsburgh. I'm just calling to weigh in on the Sinners movie. It's definitely a good movie to go see. And it is a mix of genres, which kind of makes it interesting. However, it is not Western. It takes place in the early 1900s, but it's not Western.
Okay, not a Western.
Okay, so it's not a Western movie. Got it. That makes sense.
Selena, that movie, exactly what you said, that's exactly how I felt. I had to ask everybody who was in love with the movie what the heck it was about. Supposedly it's all about like morals and how we let the evils take over our decisions and stuff like that. But yeah, it was just everywhere. Cowboy, like you said, vampires, everything. It was just a little too much for me.
So is it cowboy western or not? Now I'm confused.
For sure vampires were in it.
Yes, for sure there's vampires.
All I know is this is not making Jess or I really want to see this thing.
You guys have to see it.
Good morning, JV Show. John from Fremont. Selena, that was a horrible description of Sinners. But it's a period piece in 1930s in Mississippi, so they're poor. But these twins have mob affiliates, crime affiliates. They have a little bit of money. That's why they have a car. But it explores themes of racism, belonging, and community. It throws in some vampires and things from there. But it's good. I do recommend it.
See?
I'm so lost.
It is good, though. It is good.
But there's also a lot of music. Like singing?
Yeah, there's some little music pieces in there, but it's really good.
So a vampire western musical.
The vampires aren't singing.
Okay,
FYI.
Good.
No.
The cowboys are.
I might be out.
But it's not cowboys now, according to that person. I don't know. You know what? Never mind.
I'm out.
And now I'm even more confused.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.